Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's a 15-year-old website. Please check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. John Deany is our guest. We're celebrating his 14th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. That's right. He joined us. I'm sorry, 12th anniversary. As a member of our Brain Trust. He joined us in the year 2000. He is the one of the top management experts in the Brain Trust. John, thanks again for hanging out with us, and thanks for 12 great years.
Thanks, Jim, but I've stopped counting. I prefer to stop counting, actually.
I know what you mean. Hey, one of the ways I said this in the beginning of the hour, John, was whether Ayn Rand's book, Atlas Shrugged, was a prophecy or not. It was a novel. It introduced her concept of objectivism, a term she coined and basically defined. In some ways, I consider her ideas to be not out of sync with Adam Smith's Invisible Hand theory, which is where. Quickly, what he said was is a person acting in their own self-interest in business, in the marketplace, will do more for society tangentially and as a result of their efforts than if they intended to help society. And I felt like he meant, it, when you say intended to help society, that's where the government comes in. And I think Rand's objectivism is aligned with that. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. One of the things Rand says is there is no higher morality than enlightened self-interest.
Mm-hmm.
And by enlightened, she talked about ethical entrepreneurism. She said that the pursuit of profit, the pursuit of material gain, the pursuit of accomplishment by an individual
right.
was absolutely ethical as long as it didn't come at the cost of others.
Right.
We're in a situation now where a large portion of our society seems to believe that the simple fact of being successful inevitably came at the cost of others.
My friend Doug Tatum is a professor of entrepreneurship at MTSU, Middle Tennessee State University, and he reported to us about a month ago that for two or three semesters, when he's brought in brand new students who were there for the purpose of studying business and entrepreneurship, he asked them basically if they thought profit was a good thing or a bad thing, and something like 70-something percent consistently reported in this class that profit was a bad thing.
Absolutely. And by the way, I know Doug. He came out and spoke for us.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
He's a great guy.
So, but he was blown away by that. Folks, profit is not only not a bad thing, it is what makes the world go round, because without profit, and John, we're preaching to the choir here, right? We got small business owners
right.
listening,
right.
but they know what we're talking about. I mean, without profit, you can't sustain your business. Without sustaining your business, you can't do what Americans do beyond paying taxes, and that's help others.
One of my clients in a board meeting a couple months ago was asked by another one of his peers sitting there. He's searching for a new salesperson, and he said, what is your number one criteria for hiring a new salesperson? And he looked at him, he said, it has to be someone that doesn't think that profit is evil.
Right. Right.
It's become, money is the root of all evil has become a watchword for lots of folks. And I spend a lot of time with employees showing them that, especially after this last recession, companies that were on the edge, companies that weren't making healthy profits before the recession, didn't make it, and those
That's
people
right.
didn't have jobs.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So back to Rand's this philosophy, or this prophecy, I should say, when she talks about in the book that the government is in her book, the real the real antagonist was the government, wasn't it? And she had characters that were antagonists, but the real antagonists was the government's desire to take from and to basically harness by fiat, harness the productivity of the productive, wasn't it?
That's somewhat true, but I think it's too simplistic. The antagonists to business were also other businessmen who manipulated, financed, and influenced the government.
Who does that sound like?
To improve again, their business.
Again, back to my prophecy comment, John. Does that sound
yes.
like? You just described Wall Street.
Yes, she talks about the culture of pull, where people spend a vast amount of their time cultivating government officials so they can get favorable laws passed that make them more money, but it's not ethically earned profit.
Right. But the thing that you point out, John, very well, is that as we resist this, as the good guys in Atlas Shrugged did, as we resist our government's redistribution efforts, and again, folks, this is not Republican or Democrat, it's the political class. As we resist what you call, John, the imperial president, if Romney, for example, gets elected and all business people are glad because this guy knows how to make a payroll, we still can't let up on getting the government out of our lives, can we? Just because we start to become a little more successful, we can't stop trying to get the government out of our lives. What do you think?
It's true. When I did the research for my column last week, I was shocked because I looked up czars in the belief, because of the political campaign, that Barack Obama had appointed more czars than anyone before. And while that's true, it's only by a slight margin. Actually, the man who tripled the number of czars being appointed without congressional approval was George W. Bush.
Exactly.
But because they were pro-business, we kind of...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.